Spanish Pod. Today we've got a free movie lesson for you. It's called Pencil Sharpener. My name is JP.
Hello, I'm Leonardo.
Leonardo, what are you doing here?
Well, Liliana is sick.
Lily. Are you excited to do this lesson about pencil sharpener? You know, this is our free lesson of the week. And if you're listening to us through iTunes, you might not know that we have an entire world of podcasts over at SpanishPod.com. If you go over to SpanishPod.com and check out our 7-day free trial, we'll give you access to everything. But for now, we're going to talk about pencil sharpeners. This is a compelling title for your first lesson, Leo.
Yeah, it's quite challenging.
Okay, what's our keyword?
Our keyword is toma.
Toma. Okay, so this is a command, actually, right? This is take it.
Yeah.
Take. And it comes from the verb tomar, which is to take. All right, we're going to listen for that keyword, toma, in the dialogue, which we're about to hear three times. Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Me dejas un lápiz?
Toma.
Pero no tiene punta.
Pues usa el sacapuntas.
Second time.
¿Me dejas un lápiz?
Toma.
Pero no tiene punta.
Pues usa el sacapuntas.
Third time.
¿Me dejas un lápiz?
Toma.
Pero no tiene punta.
Pues usa el sacapuntas.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to start with the translation.
¿Me dejas un lápiz?
Can you give me a pencil?
¿Me dejas un lápiz?
Will you give me a pencil?
¿Me dejas un lápiz? Toma.
Take.
Toma.
Here.
Toma. Pero no tiene punta.
But it's not sharp.
Pero no tiene punta.
But it doesn't have a point.
Pero no tiene punta. Pues usa el sacapuntas.
So use the pencil sharpener.
Pues usa el sacapuntas.
So use the pencil sharpener.
Pues usa el sacapuntas.
Okay. Wow. Another compelling dialogue from SpanishPod.com.
That's right. Right.
All right. But we're learning a lot of great words here. So we're going to start at the beginning with, will you give me a pencil?
¿Me dejas un lápiz?
Okay. Now, what's the word for pencil, Leo?
Lápiz.
Lápiz. Okay. This is pencil. Lápiz.
That's right.
And this is the yellow kind with the eraser on the end?
That's right. The old ones.
Okay. And if you want to say a pencil?
Un lápiz.
Un lápiz. This is a pencil.
Masculine.
Mm-hmm. So what's happening is we're going to ask the person to give us a pencil, and we're going to use the verb dejar, okay, which is to leave or to allow. Mm-hmm. So what is you leave or you allow?
Dejas.
Dejas. Okay, that's the verb dejar, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to say, will you leave to me a pencil?
Me dejas un lápiz.
Me dejas un lápiz. Now, in English, when we say, will you leave to me, the me comes afterwards.
That's right.
But in Spanish,
you put it at the beginning.
At the beginning, me dejas, okay? So let's hear it again. Will you give me a pencil? And the answer is?
Toma.
Toma, okay, which means take it.
That's right.
Okay. All right, now you say toma when you're handing somebody something, right?
Yeah, like, do you want a Coke? Toma.
Okay, thanks. He just handed me a Coke, ladies and gentlemen. Except it was a fake Coke because he doesn't have a Coke.
Do you want coffee? I have coffee. Toma.
Oh, no, thanks. No, thanks. Gracias. But then the dude starts to complain. He says, but it doesn't have a point.
Pero no tiene punta.
Okay. Literally, it doesn't have a point. In English, I'd probably say, but it's not sharp, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a tip. Okay. So what's that word for tip or point?
Punta.
Punta. Okay. Now, that's the end of the pen. That's the sharp part of the pencil, right?
That's right.
Okay. It has a sharp part.
Tiene punta.
Okay. Tiene punta. Now, that's the verb tener to say it has, right?
Yeah.
It has tener. And it's tiene in the third person. But here, it's actually, it doesn't have.
No tiene punta.
No tiene punta. So it doesn't have a point, right? It doesn't have a sharp part.
That's right.
Now, what's this word at the beginning, Leo? This pero.
Pero means but.
Okay, but.
So he's saying, pero, but.
Okay, you gave me a pencil, but it doesn't have a point.
Yeah, what?
What's
why
the
do
point?
You give it to me?
Yeah. And so then she responds.
Pues usa el sacapuntas.
Okay, pues usa el sacapuntas. Now, pues usa el sacapuntas. We'll use a pencil sharpener. So what's the word for pencil sharpener?
Sacapuntas.
Sacapuntas. Now, that's a complicated sounding word, sacapuntas, but we're going to break it down later and talk about it. Sacapuntas. Literally, it means
the point taker.
Yeah, it brings out the point.
Yeah.
Right? It brings out the tip. Okay? So the tip bringer outer, sacapuntas. How do you say the tip bringer outer?
El sacapuntas.
El sacapuntas. Now we're going to say use the tip bringer outer, use the pencil sharpener.
Usa el sacapuntas.
Usa el sacapuntas. Now this usa is the verb usar, and it's the mandato form, it's the command. She's saying use it, right? Now, the beginning of the sentence is después. What does pues mean, Leo?
Pues means like so.
So, well, all right. It's just kind of a filler word. It's just used in conversation to keep going, right?
That's right. So you use pues usa el sacapuntas. So use it.
Mm-hmm. So use it. Use the pencil sharpener, for goodness sakes.
That's right.
All right. You have two hands. All right. We are going to listen to this dialogue three more times, and then we're going to come back and talk about all sorts of things. Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Me dejas un lápiz?
Toma.
Pero no tiene punta.
Pues usa el sacapuntas.
Second time.
¿Me dejas un lápiz?
Toma.
Pero no tiene punta.
Pues usa el sacapuntas.
Third time.
¿Me dejas un lápiz?
Toma.
Pero no tiene punta.
Pues usa el sacapuntas.
All right, we're back, and we have two mandatos in this lesson, Leo. We have take it.
Toma.
And use it.
Usa.
Okay. Now, those are the official command forms of their verbs, right?
That's right.
So, tomar is...
Toma.
And usar is...
Usa.
Okay. There's another kind of sort of quasi-command in the first line where the person is asking for a pencil.
¿Me dejas?
¿Me dejas? Okay, will you give me?
Yeah, right? It's a little bit more gentle.
Okay, kinda. Yeah. It's a request, right?
Yeah.
It's not an actual command, unless the person's really bossy. ¿Me dejas un lápiz? Okay. Now, we do that in English, too. Will you give me a pencil?
That's right.
Okay. So, a question is a form of suggestion, right? The other word I want to talk about is sacapuntas. Literally, if you break this word down, it means it brings out the point. It's a compound word. There's saca, which means take out, and puntas, which means...
Point.
The point. Okay. Now, there's other words like this in Spanish, too. Like, for example, the can opener. It opens cans.
Abre latas.
Okay. How about it stops the water?
Paraguas.
Paraguas. It stops the water. How about it stops the wind?
Parabrisas.
Parabrisas. Now, that's on the front of your car, right?
Yeah, it's...
It's the windshield.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, the thing I wanted to point out about these compound words, now, you'll notice that they all end in A, right? Or A-S. So, they sound like feminine plural.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're not.
I didn't notice before.
They're not feminine plurals. They're all masculine. It's el sacapuntas.
That's right. El abrelatas. El parabrisas. El paraguas.
Okay. So all these compound words that are sentences in themselves, they are masculine. All right?
Yeah, that's good to know.
All right, great. Leo, thank you for filling in for Lily today.
I tried my best.
You're doing great. And listen, folks, if you have any questions or comments or suggestions about this lesson, please write us a note in the comments section of this lesson at SpanishPod.com. And if you haven't checked out the 7-day free trial, please do so. For now, it's time for us to go. So hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Bye.